Harper Via and Harper Audio present Cleopatra, the Queen Who Challenged Rome and Conquered Eternity, by Alberto Angela. Read by Derek Perkins. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/Cleopatra. The enhancement contains maps and a bibliography for future reading. Preface. Cleopatra is a name that summons definite images and feelings in every one of us. In our mind's eye, we immediately see the face of a stunning-looking, intelligent, and elegant woman with a deep gaze and oozing sensuality. We're immediately enveloped by the charm of ancient Egypt and Rome. We automatically associate her name with Julius Caesar and Mark Antony, and the two greatest love stories of all time. Few figures from the past can arouse such powerful feelings in us, even though they lived a long, long time ago, more than 2,000 years ago, to be precise. But how could this have happened? How did a delicate, lone woman, in an ancient world dominated by men, lead the kingdom of Egypt to its greatest expansion ever, and become one of history's brightest stars? It's a question I have tried to answer in this book. I've tried to discover who Cleopatra really was, how she managed to seduce and conquer some of Rome's greatest men, like Caesar and Mark Antony, and to what she owed her extraordinary talent for strategy in the field of geopolitics. You will see emerge the figure of an amazingly modern woman, one very different from what we expect. It's precisely Cleopatra's modernity that allowed her to stand out so powerfully in ancient history. Even now, she would most probably have left her mark on politics, industry, or high finance. But since she lived more than 2 millennia ago, she had a crucial influence on her world. One of the driving forces behind this book was to try to discover the importance of her role at one of ancient history's pivotal moments. Of course, it escapes no one's notice that she lived at a turning point between two great civilizations, ancient Egypt and Rome. But that's not all. She was present at the exact stage when the long history of the kingdoms of Egypt, including the pharaohs, ended, and that of the Roman Empire began through the Principate of Augustus. I could summarize the life and times of Cleopatra in just a few words: the twilight of a kingdom and the dawn of an empire. This book focuses on a crucial passage in history, specifically on the 14-year period between March 44 BC and August 30 BC. It comes as a surprise to discover how pivotal these few years were for antiquity and Western history. As a matter of fact, our story begins with six important names connected to power: Caesar, Cassius, Brutus, Mark Antony, Octavian, and Cleopatra. And only one is left at the end: Octavian. It was he, now with no more rivals, who would have the time and wisdom to lay the foundation of one of the greatest empires of all time, Rome. The question is, how instrumental was Cleopatra in making this process possible, and indirectly allowing Octavian to be the only one left in power? As you will see, very much so. Because Cleopatra is not only an alluring woman and a queen very capable of managing power, but also an incredible historical catalyst. Your journey through this book will take place in the extraordinary framework of classical antiquity, against the backdrop of three continents: Europe, Asia, and Africa. From the River Nile to the mountainous expanses of Armenia, from Cleopatra's palaces to Caesar's home, from the lighthouse of Alexandria to the Roman Senate, from the Greek coast to the arid areas of the Middle East, and it will transport you for thousands of miles, crossing the Mediterranean many times. You will witness important naval clashes, cruel land...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?